episode of Movie Trivia with Jen. Each week I present four rounds of movie trivia with every answer worth 1 point. For this week, our rounds are famous quotes, Pixar, old Hollywood, and TV actors and their breakout film roles. Let's play. Round one. For our first round, I'm going to read out famous quotes from films with the year of their release. I need the name of the film. Question one. The greatest trick the devil ever pulled was convincing the world he didn't exist. And like that, he's gone. 1995. Question two. I'm not like a regular mum, I'm a cool mum. 2004. Question three. A census taker once tried to test me. I ate his liver with some fava beans and a nice Chianti. 1991. Question 4. I have to believe in a world outside my own mind. I have to believe that my actions still have meaning, even if I can't remember them. 2000. Question 5. Shut up. Just shut up. You had me at hello. You had me at hello. 1996. Round two. For our round two, the questions are on Pixar. Question one. Which Pixar film takes place inside the mind of a young girl named Riley? Question 2. What tech mogul was chairman and majority shareholder of Pixar and was listed as the executive producer of Toy Story? Question 3. In the film Finding Nemo, what type of fish is Nemo? Question 4. At the start of Monsters, Inc., what is the primary source of power in Monstropolis? Question 5. In Ratatouille, what city serves as the backdrop for the story of a rat with a passion for cooking? Round 3. This round is on old Hollywood. Question 1. The first cinemas were called what after the price of the ticket? Question 2. What are the first names of hapless comic duo Laurel and Hardy? Question 3. In 1927, the jazz singer was noted for being the first feature film to do what? Question 4. Known as one of the first short films created in 1895, the arrival of what type of transport on screen supposedly had the audience ducking under their seats? Question 5. How many Oscars did Alfred Hitchcock personally win? round four. In our last round, I want you to guess the actor, originally known for television work, who broke out onto the big screen. I'm going to give you the name of their best-known TV show and breakout film, not necessarily their first film role, just the one that put them on the map. I want you to give me their name. For example, if I were to give the clue ER and From Dusk Till Dawn, I'd want the answer George Clooney. Question 1. Moonlighting, Die Hard. Question 2. Parks and Recreation, Guardians of the Galaxy. Question 3. Neighbors, Wolf of Wall Street. Question 4. Gilmore Girls, Bridesmaids. Question 5. Welcome Back, Cotter, Saturday Night Fever. That concludes our rounds. Before I provide you with the answers, try your hand at 6 degrees of separation for a bonus point. The way the game is played is you are challenged to find the shortest path between any two actors through the films they have appeared in. Last week I gave you the actors to connect, Jack Black to Sam Worthington. And I'd go Jack Black to Gwyneth Paltrow in the terrible movie Shallow Hal, Gwyneth Paltrow to Matt Damon in The Talented Mr. Ripley, Matt Damon to Christian Bale in Ford vs. Ferrari, Christian Bale to Sam Worthington in Terminator Salvation. This week, I'd want you to connect Lawrence Fishburne to Tom Hiddleston. If you'd like, pause here to consolidate your answers, otherwise, here they come. The greatest trick the devil ever pulled was convincing the world he didn't exist is from The Usual Suspects. I'm not like a regular mum, I'm a cool mum is from Mean Girls. A census taker once tried to test me. I ate his liver with some fava beans and a nice Chianti was from The Silence of the Lambs. I have to believe in a world outside my own mind. I have to believe that my actions still have meaning, even if I can't remember them. It's from Memento. Shut up, just shut up. You had me at hello. You had me at hello is from Jerry Maguire. Our second round was on Pixar, and Inside Out was the Pixar film that takes place inside the mind of Riley. Steve Jobs was the tech mogul listed as executive producer of Toy Story. Nemo is a clownfish. Children's screams generate power at the start of Monsters, Inc. And Ratatouille is set mostly in Paris. And now for the answers on Old Hollywood. Nickelodeons were the name of the first cinemas owing to the price of tickets being a nickel or 5 cents, and Odeon being the Greek word for theatre. Stan and Oliver are the first names of Laurel and Hardy. The jazz singer was the first commercially successful feature with sound. The 1898 1995 film saw the arrival of a train, a single shot sequence lasting 50 seconds. Though he was Oscar nominated 5 times as Best Director, Alfred Hitchcock never won an Academy Award. And now for our last round. The TV show was Moonlighting, the film was Die Hard, and the actor was Bruce Willis. Parks and Recreation, Guardians of the Galaxy, that was Chris Pratt. Neighbours and Wolf of Wall Street was Margot Robbie. Gilmore Girls and Bridesmaids, that's Melissa McCarthy. And finally, we had Welcome Back, Kotter, and Saturday Night Fever, John Travolta. Thank you so much for listening. I hope you've enjoyed it. Thanks, and I'll see you next week. Bye.